For a while, we toyed with the idea of Night Windows as a title for the album, which is a Edward Hopper painting. Because I like that idea of, you know, that it's like looking into someone's life just for one evening. And these songs are kind of a cross-section, I guess, of what could have happened yesterday.
Just as each one of Noah and the Whale's songs paint a picture, each of the band's albums is a moment in time and constantly changing. Last Night on Earth is Noah and the Whale's third release, and it brings the London-based group to a whole new sound. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Noah and the Whale formed in 2006 and 2 years later debuted their first album called Peaceful, The World Lays Me Down. That was full of energetic, folky riffs, but their style changed quite a bit for their second album, The First Days of Spring. Most of the songs there dealt with the breakup and loss of the band's singer, Laura Marling, who left for a solo career. Now they've gone a new way with Last Night on Earth. Leader and main songwriter Charlie Fink has clearly moved on from the pain and is ready to have some fun. Their pop sound full of drum machines, synths, gospel singers, and the occasional xylophone. Noah and the Whale joined host Claudia Marshall in FUV Studio A, and she got to ask them about how they came to their new sound.
This record is different, and it was the dawn of the writing sessions for this record, and it was after we'd had this the first tour we did after First Days of Spring was released was a 3-month tour running from kind of September till the end of the year. And over that course of that tour, we had had band members leaving, our entire equipment stolen,
That's right.
It was a really, and it was also a tough record to go and start playing and touring, and by the end of that, I think we were looking to have a fresh start a little bit. It kind of came full circle in the end, because by the time we were playing First Days of Spring at festivals and stuff, it was a real moment. But at that point, we were looking to do something new.
Some people wear their history like a map on their face, and Joey was an artist just living at a case, but his best word was that his home. Extended works of fiction about a measure of success, from chorus girls and neon, we're his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. Went from the hard time living to the sleepless nights, and the black and blue body from the weekend fights. It go LIFEGOESON. Got more than money and sense, my friend, you got heart, and you go in your own way. LIFEGOESON. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
I think a lot's going to be written about the influences behind this record. I'd rather hear from you guys. Was there a certain kind of music that you were listening to as this record came together?
Yeah, definitely. It was sort of two sides. I guess those kind of things that are more influential lyrically and things that are more influential production-wise.
Oh, interesting.
But I guess the starting point was, I remember Fred lent me the DVD of Tom Petty documentary Running Down a Dream. I remember that, that was really inspiring, because I'd never been much of a fan of his, and I saw that and realized, how great he is. And likewise with Springsteen, I kind of discovered over the course of that year. I mean, a lot of records, even like Fleetwood Mac Rumours, I hadn't heard until 2 years ago and things like that. But then for me, like the albums that I found probably most inspiring lyrically were Berlin by Lou Reed and Tom Waits' Bone Machine. I think in terms of sort of character writing and story songs, those two are the pinnacle,
Boy, you could do a lot worse than...
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a boy with his head pressed up to the window. The bus headed out of town. His breath on the glass, he's yours with his finger. The map of the roads, they go down. And circles of streetlights, the only signal. There's people out there in the black. And he waves goodbye. The town he grew up in knows that he'll never come back. Oh, but the night outside is 5 below. His heart is pumping blood. On his lips a perfect smile. His eyes begin to flood. Cause tonight's the kind of night where everything could change. Tonight's the kind of night where everything could change. They're on the strip clack.
Noah and the Whale, live in FUV Studios, performing Tonight's the Kind of Night and Life Goes On. Their new album is called Last Night on Earth. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.